This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. Much of mainland Alaska returned to more wintry conditions this week with cooler temperatures and snowfall, a stark contrast to the abnormally warm March and first part of April. Looking historically, Rick, how unusual is it for conditions to flip-flop like that?
Well, interestingly enough, if you look at the top 10 warmest Marches in the past century in Fairbanks, what you see is that most of the time, those are followed by Aprils that are near to significantly colder than normal. Now, that doesn't work every time. The most recent very warm March, 2016, was then followed by the warmest April of record. Very much unlike 1949, where a top 10 warmest March was followed by a top 10 coldest April. That was kind of the flip side of 2016. 2019, looking like the odds favor at this point. Again, significantly above normal temperatures for April, but there's still a chance that we wind up on that cold side of normal, and history would suggest that that's a real possibility.
Well, it certainly is easier on the psyche of an Alaskan who's presumably made it through another winter to see it gradually getting warmer as opposed to being dramatically warm and then falling back into winter.
Yes, that psychological, it was so warm and now it's snowing again, that can be a real difficulty as opposed to if it just stays nice and pristine through March and then it all goes away in 3 weeks in April.
This past week has been a test. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.